We're on the cotton tour in Tifton, Georgia, visiting with Philip Roberts, the cotton specialist here. Philip, how are we getting along with these white flies that are attacking our cotton?
Well, it's been a very difficult year. We've had just extreme pressure from white flies in some areas, but growers have really responded. We've made good decisions, and, you know, we've managed the pest, but we're looking forward to getting this harvest underway so we can be done with it.
What are we advising farmers this late in the season to do?
Well, right now we need to continue scouting, use thresholds. If we have a problem, we need to treat in a very timely basis. But perhaps as importantly, we need to defoliate this cotton on time, because we're concerned with white flies till the last leaf hits the ground. But if we can defoliate this crop on time, pick it on time, that's going to help reduce some of the risk from this white fly situation.
Any other recommendations with the storm approaching?
No, you know, rainfall is going to help give us a little relief from white flies, but it's not going to make this pest go away. So we just need to keep looking and making good decisions.
How about the crop overall? Looking good?
We've got a solid cotton crop in many parts of the state. There's no question. So we're starting to open now, and hopefully we can miss some of this heavy rainfall and wind, but we've got a pretty good crop as a whole.
Thank you. Philip Roberts, cotton specialist with the University of Georgia in Tifton. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.